It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVonsis right here, 720 WGN.
Yes.
All right, here's one of the men of the hour on the Super Celebrity Hotline, Mr. Stan Bowman, the general manager of our beloved Chicago Blackhawks. And
yes,
a tough day yesterday. I think we can all acknowledge, admit that it was very tough. Generally, when a head coach, Stan, gets fired, the fan base is like, they're kind of like, okay, I get it, and I understand. There's a certain amount of fatigue that sets in sometimes with organizations and head coaches. That was not the case here. And I'm imagining that you've had a lot of people reaching out to the team, and they're like, well, what's really going on here? So what is really going on here?
Yeah, you're right, Ro. I think as far as the reaction, you know, Joel's a beloved guy in Chicago, and rightfully so. He not only were his accomplishments, significant with our team, but he's a very likable guy, and I think people connected with his personality, and there's no question that that was part of why the reaction the way it was, and I certainly understand that, and I think from my perspective, it was a very difficult decision to make that, but moving forward, we're trying to do what's best for our team so that we can, you know, head the right direction and get to where we need to get to as an organization, and sometimes it's time for a change.
Rocky Wirtz said the only way you overcome the criticism, and there's been a fair amount because people loved Coach Q and the things he was just said, is by winning. That's the way you overcome it. So this is a very different approach, Stan. Describe for us how this team will react differently to this coach and what we can expect.
Well, Jeremy's much different than Joel as far as his style, and I think we're looking for, you know, different things from our team in the results, but also, you know, the approach to the teaching is going to be different. So you're looking for a response from our players, and certainly some of these players have played for Jeremy before. We have more than just a couple. You know, he was with our group in Rockford last year, and we've promoted a number of those players to the NHL over the past year. So those guys have an experience of what it's like to play for Jeremy, and there's still a number of veteran guys who this is new. But we're looking for them to raise their game, and I think sometimes a different coach can do that. He can use them differently, or he can accentuate things that maybe they hadn't looked at a certain way, and that's the kind of things that we're looking for from Jeremy as we start tomorrow night.
Stan, how much different do you think your relationship will be with the coach, Jeremy, compared to what it was with Joel when it comes to day-to-day decisions or even game-to-game decisions? Do you think you have a larger say in this now?
Well, our relationship will be different because Joel and Jeremy are different, but you know, Joel and I were together for a long time, so I think we had a pretty good rhythm on how that worked as well. So I think it will be different for certain. And I think Jeremy's a different coaching method. You know, I think he's seeking a lot of inputs, and I think he's a guy that likes to pull from a lot of different areas. He asks a lot of questions, and he draws information out of you. So I'm certainly willing to collaborate with him in those instances. But at the end of the day, Jeremy's going to do what he feels is best. He's a pretty confident guy in that sense. Like, he's interested in what other people have to say. But I think he said it well yesterday in his press conference. He's got to be himself, and I want him to be himself. That's why we brought him here. We value his approach to the game, and we don't want him to just be listening to other people. He's got to kind of assimilate this information and then go forward with what he thinks is best. And it's worked very well for him over the past few seasons as a head coach, first in Sweden, last year in Rockford, had a very good impact on our team. And I think having a chance to work with him last year, I got to see firsthand how he can positively change a group and get them going in the right direction.
Address the issues that you see developing here with a young coach, not well known, by a veteran team that is littered with Hall of Famers. I mean, that's a big test for him, isn't it?
Well, there's one thing, though, that sort of goes through everything, and that is the passion and desire for these guys to win. And I know the veterans better than anybody. I've been with them for many years. I know what motivates them, and they are focused on getting back to the Stanley Cup. And Jeremy wants to win as well. And I think these guys are going to be open-minded. I know them. They're not the kind of guys that only respond to one type of coach. They've played for many coaches over their careers prior to getting to the Blackhawks. So that's just part of being an athlete. And I think as long as they feel that the coach is trying to help them win, I don't see that being an obstacle at all.
And on the departure, and so the other side of that coin, the departure of Coach Q, I mean, he was certainly respected. And a lot of these guys had very close relationships with him. Others didn't, you know, it was a much more of a, you know, a coach-player kind of relationship. But, I mean, was talk a little bit about, you know, the mood around the place yesterday.
Oh, of course, on a day like yesterday, the fact that your coach, who you've been with for a long time, isn't around is going to impact you. And I think we saw that. And that's understandable. These guys spent many, many days, weeks, months together with Joel. So I think you got to give that some time and not let them process it the way they want to. There's really no right or wrong way to do it. Each individual is a little bit different. Some guys handle it one way and other guys will another. I think, you know, we have to get going and playing some games. And then once you do that, then you start to get back to normalcy, which is, these guys are hockey players. They practice and they play games. And, you know, we've had two practices now. And I think once we get to tomorrow, we'll have a skate in the morning and then we'll play the game tomorrow night. And then we go on a road trip. And then, you know, the process moves on as far as a regular rhythm. So it's different for different players, but I think you can't try to make somebody react in a certain way. You have to let them handle it the way it works for them.
What I was struck by is several players interviewed, they felt lost, and obviously the connection they had with Coach Q, but a lot of them took responsibility and felt like it was on them. And I wonder if that's a motivating factor moving forward, what your view is of that, Stan.
Yeah, I think that's one sort of unique thing about hockey players that I've seen over the years is they tend to internalize whenever the coaches let go that, you know, they sort of feel that as a sort of reflection on maybe they could have or need to do a better job. So that's what makes these guys really special is that they're humble guys and they recognize that there's ways to be better themselves, and you know, you certainly hope that they do their best moving forward. And we need to get better from where we're at today, and part of that's going to be from the players stepping up their game, and hopefully we can all play a small role in our team getting back on track.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly you know, we're at a moment here. I mean, you and I have talked about this on the air the last couple of years about, you know, having to, you know, right this ship. It's tough. Championship windows are very, very tough to stay in, especially with the salary cap, what it is in the NHL. Very, very hard. But there, you know, there's a moment where when a big change like this, a major figure from that great championship run leaves the team, what can you say to the fans about what we can expect? Are more changes to be anticipated here, or is this the biggest blow for the next couple of months for us?
Well, I think we have to give everything a little bit of time to normalize here. You know, it's tough when you make change after change after change, and then you're trying to see, you know, which one has a chance to kind of take hold. So I'm not expecting a lot of changes from now on.
Oh, no.
We lost Stan.
I thought he wasn't anticipating changes.
And then he fell off the face of the earth.
I used to do that trick, too. You hang up on yourself in the middle of a sentence when you're like you're talking to somebody, and you're like, I got to be done with this conversation.
I lost a signal here. I'm
in a tunnel.
I'm driving. Sorry.
I really wanted to hear that,
I'm
too.
Driving in an elevator. Yeah, I would like to know the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. Can you have him submit that in writing to us? What the heck happened there? All right, let's find out for Judy what's happening at the bottom of the hour in the newsroom. Or top of the hour.
She's driving in a tunnel as well.
That screwed her up, too. Judy?
She's with Stan, apparently.
I'm sorry. Did you come to me?
Yes, I came to you.
I was in a trance? News.
She's in a Zen
trance. I was in a trance. Yeah. You know what? I was polishing my nails. The Chicago Police Department moving to fire a controversial police officer.